Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today I have Jason Hines on our program. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, he's our Human Resources Director for Haywood County Schools. It's been a busy time to be a Human Resource Director in lieu of COVID and taking care of our employees and making sure they get the benefits that they need. But you're here today to talk about a positive benefit that we've just implemented in Haywood County. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. We've been looking at an employee assistance program for about a year now. This is something that a lot of school districts do to try to help employees with just daily life. We all have stress in our life at different points, and school employees are no different. And during COVID and all the restrictions and changes and things that have happened, and trying to learn online learning and provide all of that, it has been extra stressful for them. So we felt like it was a really good time to implement this program, and we were able to get it going with a company called ESI, who is a nationwide company that provides this service to literally thousands of school districts and other types of businesses across the country. Came very highly recommended, very affordable for this, for the district. Of course, this service is completely free to the employees, and the district pays for it, but again, it was very affordable, and we felt like it was a great thing to do at this time.
I think the timeliness is crucial. Our employees have a lot of different needs that they've not had in the past, and so we hope this will help them, and appreciate the board approving that. And so we're implementing now. We're in the stages of getting this going, but I think the listeners would want to hear just about the services that our employees can access. They're very broad.
Yeah, absolutely. They're really broken into two categories. One is a counseling piece that employees can access with certified counselors. Most of them have master's degrees or doctoral degrees in counseling, and they can address a multiple different things with the employee, like depression, anxiety. They do family counseling, elder care, financial counseling, child care, really anything that could come up in the employee's life that the employee would want advice or help in working through. They can call these completely confidential counselors and talk to them multiple times. There's no limit on the phone visits. And they can have three face-to-face visits with a local counselor for free if they want, but the phone visits are unlimited, so that's a great thing. The second piece is the training piece, and there are literally hundreds of modules that employees can access for training in multiple categories, such as leadership, financial training on how to do their finances or how to do it better, maybe. Workplace strategies. Not so much things that we would train them on, such as reading or math instruction or that sort of thing, but it's more life skills, and they can get that kind of training for free.
There's some legal, they can also access some legal advice within this too?
Yes, they do get 1 hour a year a free legal consultation with an attorney, a local attorney, and then they can decide to go forward with that attorney if they want, but they can get a free hour talking to an attorney about any legal issue that they want to talk about, as long as it's not work-related with the employer.
And I think, too, the neat piece I think about this is completely confidential. So employees accessing this for whatever reason, counseling, legal advice, that is confidential.
Yes, it is confidential. Each employee has their own login to the system and can access the different services confidentially. We do get a report once a month on how much activity, you know, just so we can see that it's being used effectively and if maybe we need to do more education or advertising, if you will, of what's available to the employees. But the report does not tell us their name or what they're talking about or anything like that. It's just you had 10 employees call this month, or you had 3 access the training, or, you know, things like that. But again, it's completely confidential.
Yeah, and so I just want to say thank you for bringing this to the board. I know you'd heard about this across the state, and a lot of districts use programs similar to this, and I think our employees need a place they can go and reach this kind of help, and to provide that free for them, I hope they'll take advantage of that. All of us take advantage of it. So I appreciate your hard work in that. And what do you think would be the number one thing that people will probably use this for, in talking to your colleagues across the state? What are some of the major areas?
Well, in talking to other districts about this type of program and what they used it for and getting the recommendations, they said two things came up. One was anxiety related to time management.
Okay.
Was a big one. You know, just feeling overwhelmed and just so much work to do to get done. And the other one was the financial training, learning how to use stockbrokers. You know, if you want to invest in the stock market, how would you do that? How to do IRAs, how to plan for retirement, that sort of thing.
And I know you mentioned like first-time home buyers. Like,
first-time home buyers, absolutely.
For our younger employees, possibly.
How to do it, how to get a loan, how to get the best rates, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I think it's going to be a great program. And again, we'll check back with you listeners and let you know how it's going. But to all of our Haywood County staff out there, thank you for working so hard during really trying times. And we hope this will be a service that will help support you. Thank you, Mr. Hines.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Haywood County, and thank you for listening.